WTTS on demand.
This is a 92.3 WTTS Things to Do close up. And before all the football fans arrive here in a couple of weeks, downtown this weekend is going to be taken over by old radio guys. Naptown Rock Radio Wars, a documentary, is going to be played at the IMAX Theater at White River State Park. In the Elvis era, radio in Indy was all about 1070 WIBC and one man in particular, Bouncin' Bill Baker. But just ahead of the Beatles and the British invasion, in 1963, a new station came to town and took it by storm.
Get with the good guys and always leave it at Lucky 13.
Reb Porter is best known in these parts as the Tua guy from the Indiana Pacers announcing, which he has retired from now. But Reb was originally a wife good guy. And, Reb, that was the station that brought the Beatles to Indianapolis.
They were here in August of 1964 out at the fairgrounds, and the wife introduced them, and the voice that introduced them was Jerry Baker as Jack Sunday.
WIFE in the middle 1960s was dominant beyond anybody's possible imagination, wasn't it?
We, our owner of Star Stations, Don Burden, he had a rule that if one of us dropped below 40% of the audience, our jobs were in jeopardy. The Emperor, Joe Light, from 7 till midnight, had 99% of the audience. There were no figures for any other radio station at night.
One of the really unique things that wife had was that a window where you guys broadcast right on Meridian Street, and I know Crazy stopped by.
I don't remember personally having some, but I remember lots of groupies. They did some pretty colorful things outside that window on the world over the years.
And I'm sure you guys tried to put a stop to that as much as possible.
Oh, yes. You could tell by the smile on the face of the disc jockey. That I'll tell you something that I do remember. There were some incidences actually happened where we had little bullet holes in the window a couple times. And the 7 to midnight disc jockey, he actually had a licensed revolver under the console board. There were some crazy people out there that came by that window.
And others looked upon this tremendous WIFE empire with greed and envy. And 1070, not to be outdone, sent their FM station, WNAP, to go get them in 1968.
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WNAP, Indianapolis.
One of the station's most memorable personalities was Buster Bodine. He was brought in to do afternoons. He marveled at wife's window on the world.
I had never watched a jock on the air before because I just didn't do it. You know, it was just, you just did your job and you walked out of the studio. But I actually parked in the parking lot across the street from wife and stalked him. And I just stared at the jock on the air because they had the window to the world deal. I had never seen a radio station set up like that before, and I was just blown away by it.
WNAP was back in those days. You didn't have these huge companies, these worried about stockholders and the bottom line and that sort of thing. And TTS is in a similar position here as an independent radio station. How much freedom did you have, Buster?
Every Halloween, I would kill myself on the air. And every birthday, I would quit. And one of the memories that comes to mind is I decided to shoot myself with a .38 revolver right in the face.
Good God.
With a great Halloween. And we had an ambulance sound effects in the background and dead air for 30 seconds and all of that. The cop showed up one year saying, well, we hear one of your disc jockeys committed suicide on the air. And, of course, it was just a bit that I did on a regular basis. People that listened to me regularly knew that it was, all a put-on.
Buster, you guys back in the 70s like that were like rock stars. There were groupies, right?
We called them phone hogs. That was our little nickname for them. And there was always a group of them that kind of made the rounds at the radio station. And it's funny that you should bring that up, Paul, because one certain lady that called up to hear a song, I ended up marrying.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I've been married to this beautiful lady for 34 years.
And I'm sure she was the first and undoubtedly the last.
Yes, without a doubt.
Other stations came along and made major impacts for a period of time.
WXLW. In mid-America, WXLW, is the music machine.
But the big two, the two legends, of course, WNAP, The Buzzard, and 13 Wife with The Good Guys. The first show of Naptown Rock Radio Wars is sold out, but they've added a second at 10 o'clock, so you might want to check that out Saturday night at the IMAX. For 92.3 WTTS, thanks to Paul Minute Hall. For more information, go to WTTSFM.com.
WTTS.